Last night's I Am Light, I thought, was quite amazing. I got it in a way, in the simplest way, that I'd never gotten it before, in how they kept showing me to present it. We used balloons and globes and lights and flashlights and all kinds of wonderful paraphernalia to understand the simple idea and get the simple idea that you pick a thought, you pick an emotion, you focus on it, and the light that you are and the light that everything is lowers into manifestation in the physical world. In a nutshell, that's what we did last night, but I know the visuals helped me understand the concept that your light does not turn up brighter because you're happy. Your light turns up bright because you pick a thought, you pick an emotion, and you focus on it. And then your light radiates that out and amplifies it no matter what it is. That was, I don't know, a big aha to me, a huge new understanding to me. So if you didn't see I Am Light last night or any of the other webinars, they are available, everything. If you go to IMD Wallace and click on the webisode link at the top, it will take you to where all the webinars for the last year, just about every subject I would think anybody would be interested in. They're all extremely powerful, and for the month of December only, they are $20 off, which makes a lot of them free, and a lot of them $15. That's my gift to you. You asked, you see, you're asking in your life for the information. You're asking for the understanding. You're asking for the expansion. It is my true knowing that it is definitely, not only on these shows, but most definitely in the detailed channeled information that's in the webinars on IMD Wallace. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, and all the rest of happies, anything that you could be celebrating over this holiday season. Okay, so I want you to get that the concept that the lens we look through changes everything. Just like on a camera lens, anytime they want to shoot far away, close up, they want to make it softer, any fine tweak that they want to put in shooting a movie or shooting a scene, they change the lens. And there are specific lenses that are created for different specific things. It works the same way in our lives. The lens that we are seeing the world through, our own belief system, changes everything that we look at. That's why it's so vitally important to look to ourselves and excavate what is there. One thing that came through in a lovely private session that we did this week is that our biggest reason that we're in resistance is because we will have to love and accept others for who they are. We'll have to accept that mother-in-law with all her limitations and love her anyway. We will have to accept the boss that just fired us and love him anyway. We will have to accept Wall Street and love them anyway, because when we don't, it doesn't serve us. So I'm asking you, how many of you at the end of this amazing year together are truly ready, willing, and able, and have, or in this moment do, forgive and accept everyone in your life? Because you're going to have a big old better 2012 if you do that. interestingly enough now, that's why we don't send our energy out, right? Why we don't take our energy out. And if I talked a lot about giving and receiving, not only in Monday's show, but last night, that we were limiting it by looking at it as giving and receiving, that our job was to take our energy out, whether that's in a thought, a prayer, an intention, or an action, send it out with intention, right? With choice. And then you got to allow everything to come back to you, right? And the reason that we don't want to do that is that others will have to accept and honor us as our authentic self. So we can't be victims anymore. Hello. So in this moment of now, are you willing to allow everything to be received by you that the world and the universe wants to bestow upon you? All your good, so that you don't have any more questions about what's in your way. I said this to this person in a private, and I want to say it to you. And this is possibly the most important thing you have to remember going into 2012. There is nothing you have to do that will make you more loved than who you are. And again, in the webinar last night, you see, who we are is our light, guys. We're just the light. When you take away the skin and all the BS, we're just pure light. But the light will respond to create through your direction and your free will of choice, whatever you choose. So do you take your majesty out and share it through thoughts, actions, intentions? Or do you need to do something to know you're worth it before you take your light and direct it and magnify it and radiate it out? So we're choosing the second one, of course, consciously, that who I am is my light. And I am directing my light to be the most unlimited possibility, the highest knowledge, with the highest understanding through joy and divine love. That's who I am, and that's my direction for myself and for my world. And so it is.